It's Rob here again. I know in the last episode, and it's been a while since the last one, certainly a week, maybe more. I don't keep track, but in the last episode, I know I said I was bringing the podcast to an end in its current form, which is still part of the plan. I have got plans afoot for that, but that may be some time off yet, and maybe a few weeks away, turn of the year perhaps. But in the meantime, I will appear here on a frequently infrequent basis to share some things with you. And today I wanted to talk about fake it till you make it, because it's quite a common mantra that people adopt. It's spoken about around the traps of personal development and all the rest of it. When people are trying to create change in their lives, they're saying, well, you just got to fake it till you make it. And that works for some people, and it doesn't work for a lot more people. And there's a reason for that. So fake it till you make it. If you're conscious of faking it, then you will never make it. The people that fake it till they make it and succeed lose the consciousness of faking it. Now that might sound a bit of a tongue twister or a bit of a head twister or brain tease, but here's what I mean. Let's imagine that we wanted to become a fantastic top-tier salesperson. And we're currently average to lower end of the spectrum. Now, someone might say, well, you've just got to galvanize yourself, you've got to go out there and you've got to fake it till you make it. And you just got to pretend that you are a number one salesperson and that will support you to get what it is you want to achieve it. Now that's not necessarily bad advice, because that advice is centered around some of what we have to do in order to create the shift, and that is to shift our consciousness. So galvanizing ourselves and bigging ourselves up, telling ourselves that we are a number one salesperson, and some people do all the affirmations and all the rest of it, no harm in that, but it's not actually what creates the change, what creates the result. What creates the result is the embodiment of being the number one salesperson. And when we truly embody the state of being the number one salesperson, the consciousness of being the number one salesperson, in advance of observing the results of that, then we really do shift our consciousness. We no longer feel like we're faking it. We feel like the person who already is the number one salesperson. We impress that upon our consciousness. And of course, that then drives our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors, our beliefs, all the rest of it, in order to create the outcome that is in harmony with the state of consciousness that we've adopted and embodied and held true to. We've got to persist in it. It's no use just putting it on for an hour in the morning and then taking it off and going back to our old ways. We've got to persist until it becomes our new natural. And then the results of that start to objectify themselves in our reality. And that's how it works, whether we choose to believe that or not. Because faking it, if you're conscious of faking it, consciousness is all there is. You can't kid your consciousness. So if you're conscious of faking it, then you're not in the state of being the person you want to become. And that's a requirement for creating the outcome that's aligned with that. It's our states of consciousness that give rise to our beliefs and our behaviors and our actions and our results. And if we're in a state of faking it, then we may as well not bother. So I'll leave that with you. The summary point is that if you want to create a change, whether it's moving to becoming a great salesperson or being great in a relationship or being better on some level, being different, you've got to embody the consciousness of that first in order for it to show up. It's never going to show up the other way around. It's be, do, have. I think the word behave, I don't know, I've never looked at the etymology of the word behave, but is be, have. Be it first, have it second. It's not have be, sadly, although most people are going about their entire lives in a state of when I have this, then I'll do this, and then I'll be this. When I have this, then I'll do this, and then I'll be happy. And they got it the wrong way around. And that's the conditioning, and that's because of the belief, and that's because the majority of people on this planet are operating in that fashion. But our job here on planet Earth is to wake up to how reality works, and it works the other way around. So there you go. Be, do, have. Not have, do, be. See you on the next episode.